First, the results of the attempt to cut child mortality through the creation of millennium villages in 9 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. The idea was to take solutions that are effective but cheap and to offer them in some of the poorest villages in countries such as Rwanda and Senegal, with the aim of reducing deaths from conditions such as malaria and diarrhoea. The results have just been published in the journal The Lancet, and I was joined from the BBC's studio in Beijing by Professor Jeffrey Sachs, who's director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University and a special advisor to the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon. He began by describing for me what these villages are like.
The Millennium Villages are about a dozen clusters of villages. Each site has about 30 to 50,000 people. And for several years, they've been working very hard on several different areas of development, agriculture, health, education, improving infrastructure, and building businesses.
So if you were to go to these villages, would you be able to see that there was a difference, that there was something different happening there?
Absolutely. Of course, these are still relatively poor areas. They were selected in part because they were what we called hunger hotspots. And now they are still poor by any standards that we say in Europe or the United States, but they are improving without a question.
So what sorts of interventions were made in these villages to try to improve child health in particular?
There are absolutely simple, remarkable ways to promote neonatal survival, that is the survival of a newborn, by a project called Helping Babies Breathe, which is to help the baby take the first breath if there's an obstructed airway, and a simple suction by somebody with a little bit of training can save large numbers of newborn lives. So the idea was to understand what the best methods are across the range of the killers, the infectious diseases, the deaths around childbirth, the nutritional deficiencies, and then identify very basic, low-cost systems to deliver those interventions. And one of our favorite ways is by training community workers. We call them community health workers, CHWs, who are trained and also equipped with mobile phones or smartphones linked to expert systems and linked to clinics, so that these village workers learn very effectively how to treat malaria, how to treat diarrheal disease, how to recognize a child that is chronically undernourished so that they can get nutritional supplementation.
What sort of change have you seen in the mortality rate amongst the children under the age of 5?
In the first 3 years, which was 2006 to 2009, we saw the so-called under 5 mortality rate fall from about 125 to between 80 and 90 in general across these sites. Now, what that mortality rate means is that for 1,000 births, sadly, more than 100, around 125, sometimes 150, children of those 1,000 would not make it to their 5th birthday. They would die before the age of 5. And that under 5 mortality rate declined by about 22% on average in the first 3 years of the Millennium Village program.
Did you find that people who were from nearby villages would hear that this is the village where you can get the decent healthcare and where there's a clinic? And would people come in to try to get the help from elsewhere?
We faced that at the beginning and could have decided maybe to try to ration the care somehow, have members of the village show ID cards and so on. We chose otherwise, that these would be clinics that would be open to the broad public from wherever people showed up. I think that this is not only basic decency, but also is a way to spread the idea that, look, lives can be saved. There's no excuse for any of these children to be suffering and dying the way they have when the diseases are so readily preventable or treatable.